Questions raised over Brexit bosses' threat. Only one of the firms linked with Tuesday's Brexit warning has plans to cut jobs if the UK leaves the EU, a Sky News poll shows, by Mark Kleinman, City Editor. Of the 190 companies whose bosses warned that Brexit would, in quotes, risk the economy, only one has admitted to clear plans to cut jobs if the Leave campaign triumphs in June's referendum. A survey conducted by Sky News on Tuesday suggests that while bosses are prepared to warn of general disruption to the economy in the event that UK votes to leave the EU, they have yet to work out how their own businesses might be affected. HSBC, Europe's biggest bank, said last week that Brexit was likely to force it to move approximately 1,000 London-based jobs to Paris because of the importance of Europe's single market in financial services. Sky News contacted the overwhelming majority of the companies which signed Tuesday's letter, which was orchestrated by Downing Street officials and Baroness Rock, a senior figure in the Conservative Party. The companies were asked whether they were drawing up plans to cut jobs and investment in the UK, and whether they were delaying investment decisions until after the referendum. Dozens responded by saying they had no plans to cut jobs, or declining to comment. Only a handful of smaller companies said they were reconsidering investment decisions. The responses led to accusations of hypocrisy from pro-Brexit campaigners, one of whom said it was disingenuous for the business leaders to put their names to a letter warning that jobs were under threat if they had no such plans themselves. On Tuesday evening, Toyota, the Japanese car maker, issued a statement supporting the In campaign and hinted that UK jobs could be at risk. "We have carefully considered the implications of our manufacturing operations should the UK leave the EU," said Johan van Zyl, President and Chief Executive of Toyota Motor Europe. "We are committed to our people and investments, so we are concerned that leaving could create additional business challenges. As a result, we believe continued British membership of the EU is best for our operations and their long-term competitiveness." Jacqueline Gold, the boss of Ann Summers, and John Holland Kay, who runs Heathrow Airport Holdings, both signed Tuesday's letter and told Sky News that there were significant risks associated with Brexit.